Welcome to Authors on Tour Live, a podcast for people who love to hear about books from the authors themselves.
Our guest is Dick Rebick, and he has written a book called Corvette. And Corps is spelled C-O-R-P-S, as in Marine Corps, and you are a Marine Corps veteran, and that's what you're writing about here, isn't it?
Yes, it is indeed, Les.
What inspired you, Dick, to write a book about your time in the Marine Corps and what the Corps has taught you?
Well, the world is rapidly changing, and I feel it's important for young people to understand the values and ethics of my generation. We contributed to the freedom that we all enjoy today. And my story is, what does it mean to be an American and achieve the original American dream? Young people, I think, can draw from the values and ethics that were evident in my generation. We were silent. But one of the things is, it will help them to realize to look to the past in order to better see the future.
You say you were silent. You're not silent anymore, obviously. You wrote a book.
No, that's right.
So what inspired you to tell this story and to let everybody else know about the way you lived your life?
It became more evident as I spoke with people and young people for several generations now that they were very interested, and things were so different then. And they wanted to hear more. And I've traveled to over 80 countries, and I'm a storyteller. And so I decided it's important that these stories be committed to the printed page. Otherwise, they'll be lost. My generation is dying. Fortunately, I'm not one of them yet.
You had so much going on for you when you were in your late teens. You had a college athletic scholarship. You were going to college. I'm wondering why you decided to leave college before you graduated to join the Corps.
I had a full boat wrestling scholarship, but I felt I needed to go to war to serve my country. That was more important than pursuing my career, which I thought it was going to be as a wrestling coach.
So you felt a duty to your country?
Serve my country, and that's been my motto. I'm loyal to God, country, and Corps. How did I choose the Marine Corps? Well, during World War II, I followed the Marines fighting the Japanese in the Pacific because that's the only place where we were fighting for several years until we went into Europe. So I had an affinity for the Marine Corps, and when it came time to join a service, the Marine Corps was my calling.
You spent 23 years there, and then you went into the private sector. How did your experience in the Marine Corps for those 23 years affect the way you lived your life afterwards and you ran your business afterwards?
What you learned in the Marine Corps was how to lead people, how to manage people and things. I initially went to work for large law firms, and those skills that I learned in the Marine Corps were very transferable. I actually helped teach a graduate course at Catholic University in D.C. called the Strategy of Career Transition, and it was helping those leaving the service going back into the private sector. Management skills, three that were most prominent: honesty, loyalty, and fairness. And that's the way I treated all of the people that I worked for. I worked for three large law firms for 26 years. And that's what I tried to instill in them. And ironically enough, as I look back at it, I was coaching people. So I really did end up being a coach.
Yeah. Oh, it makes a lot of sense. Most of us who lived through the Vietnam War think of the Vietnam War as something that happened in the mid-60s, late-60s, and finally ended in the early 70s, when in fact the buildup started long, long before that. It actually started in the 50s. In 1961, the U.S. military deployed 400 helicopters to South Vietnam, yet the massive buildup of forces didn't happen until the mid-60s, 1964. Now, prior to what is commonly thought of as the start of the war, you were part of a reconnaissance mission in Vietnam. What was it like being part of a secret mission prior to the onset of the war?
We were a battalion, and we were pulled out in the dark of night out of Alangapo, the Philippines. Didn't know where we were going. We had sealed orders aboard ship. General Simpson was our commander, and I had the pleasure of serving him three times during my career. Through the help of another, shall I say, government agency, we found ourselves plopped down in the middle of a dense jungle in the middle of Southeast Asia, and it was only after we arrived there that we found out our location was in the triangular borders of northern Thailand, North Vietnam, and Laos. The intent was that we were going to be, as Marines always are, the first to fight. We were going to stop a Pathet Lao force that was estimated, according to intelligence, to be five times our size. But being Marines, we thought that was pretty equal. We were completely cut off from the rest of the world. We were no communication, no mail, no radio contact back home. Armed Forces radio and television would periodically go on the air and say, Marine 3rd Battalion, 9th Marines, please call home. Where are you? But we couldn't.
Dick Rebick, the book is called Corvette. The publisher is Windy City Publishers. Dick, thank you for your time.
My pleasure.